All right, so let's talk about the first barrier to self-love. And that first barrier is our own self-limiting beliefs, our own inner critic. So the first thing we need to do is become aware of these self-limiting beliefs. These are the beliefs that sometimes prevent you from even dreaming about the most amazing things. So being aware is a first step. And if you have been following me for a while, you know that I've kind of discussed this earlier, but some research shows that we have 60,000 thoughts per day, guys. And 80% of those thoughts are negative. And then 95% of those thoughts are repetitive. So just imagine how many negative thoughts we have running through our brains on constant repeat. We are creatures of habit, not just in our actions, but even in our thoughts, which make them even more powerful. So what I want you to do is I want you to pause this audio for just a few seconds, and I want you to write down the self-limiting beliefs that you have about yourself that come up immediately. It could be something as simple as, I just never have enough energy to do anything, or I'll never be successful, or I'm always going to be fat, or I will never have the willpower to be on a diet, or, you know, I just will never have, I don't know, something as simple as nice long hair. I don't know. Just write down the first few that come to mind, and then when you're done, go ahead and resume this audio. All right, guys, if you wrote down your little self-limiting beliefs, I want you to hold on to those. And then over the next few days, I really want you to start paying attention. I want you to start paying attention to the little inner critic, that little voice in your head that comes up and says these things. And I want you to write them down. And then I want you to really think about what triggers them. And then I want you to challenge them. Okay, like, how are they real? Is it real? Am I really telling myself the truth? Remember, you can only have one thought at a time, okay? This is the coolest part, right? So you can only have one thought at a time. So use that to your advantage. Whatever that negative thought is, I want you to think about it and replace it with a positive thought, because you can't have a positive and negative thought running through your head at the same time, okay? So I definitely want you to go ahead and figure out what triggers them, challenge them, and then replace them. So you can only have one thought at a time. So replace that negative thought with a positive thought, okay? Okay.